Now, 5:20, the national minimum wage, which came into effect on Tuesday, the 1st of January, stipulates that a minimum national rate of 20 rand per hour or 3,500 rands per month, depending on the number of hours worked, is to be paid to low-income earners. Labour expert at Strategy Labour Solutions, Tertius Wessels, who is no stranger to the Early Breakfast Show, joins you then to explain what recourse there is for an employer who doesn't pay the minimum wage, and perhaps what the process is for someone who wants to report such exploitation. Tertius, once again, a very warm welcome to you on the Early Breakfast Show, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Abs, and prosperous 2019 to you.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, getting down to business, there's no time to waste, Tertius. 20 rand an hour, it is official.
Yes, effective from the 1st of Jan 2019, every employee is entitled to earn a minimum of 20 rand per hour in respect of every ordinary hour worked. There are obviously certain exceptions, and we've seen that in the bill, where farm workers, domestic workers, and employees that are employed on extended public works programs won't automatically from the onset be entitled to earn the 20 rand per hour, and they will have a phased-in approach. I think farm workers will only be entitled to 18 rand an hour, domestics 15, and those on extended public works programs 11 rand per hour. And I think the rationale behind that is the mere fact that there is some recognition that not all employers might be in a financial position to afford the minimum rate of 20 rand per hour. And hence, certain vulnerable sectors have been identified, and there's a phased-in approach for them. But as for the rest, 20 rand an hour.
That being said, it's all good and well that we know this 20 rand an hour, but how easy is it then to ensure that every workplace in the country, in fact, abides by this new legislation?
Look, I think one thing that we need to understand is that there are many sectors or industry in South Africa that have for a long time been regulated in as far as terms and conditions of employment is concerned. So if we look at the metal and engineering industry, the motor industry, the mining industry, etc., all these industries have for a long time already been regulated, and there are certain prescribed minimum wages for these sectors, a lot of which are a lot more favorable than the national minimum wage. How government and the Department of Labor is going to go about ensuring compliance, we still have to wait and see. But there is going to be an obligation on employers to make sure that they implement the new national minimum wage to avoid employees taking action against them, be it by referring non-compliance disputes to the Department of Labor for inspectors to come and investigate, or referring disputes to the CCMA.
Because that was the next question, in that, can this be monitored? And if it will be monitored, how will it be monitored, particularly if we talk of your rural settings? How does that work?
So, obviously, employees have the right to refer a dispute to the CCMA. In your rural settings, it becomes a bit more difficult. And I think how the Department of Labor is going to go about ensuring compliance will be their prerogative. Ultimately, the focus will probably shift to those rural areas and ensure that they start perhaps there and looking at whether or not employers are complying by paying the national minimum wage there. Was not everybody, it is easy for them to approach the CCMA. Whilst the CCMA is a forum, there's offices nationally, it's a cost-free service that employees can use. Not everybody always knows about these rights or has access, knows where the offices are, etc. So I think there is going to be still some time before employers start realizing, listen, okay, people are actually going to take me on about it, and I run the risk of having now to pay interest on outstanding amounts, penalties, fines for non-compliance with the national minimum wage bill.
And for those then that do not comply, I mean, what is the recourse for employers who do not abide by this new legislation on minimum wage?
Look, employers that do not comply will have no recourse. They will face interest, penalties, court orders against them, etc. However, the National Minimum Wage Bill does make provision for employers who believe that they cannot afford to pay the minimum wage to apply for exemption from payment. The Act makes provision for a process that needs to be followed with a formal application that needs to be lodged. There is supporting documentation that needs to be submitted showing that payment of the National Minimum Wage Bill will cause financial distress to the company, in which instance employers or employers' organizations on behalf of employers would be entitled to be exempted from payment of the Minimum Wage Bill, but only for a limited period of time. At this point in time, the maximum period for which you would be able to apply for exemption is 12 months.
That being said, then I do have an SMS here for you, Tertius. It says that, good morning, Abs. Does the minimum wage apply to waitrons? Thanks, David.
Yeah, so it applies to all employees. There's not an exception. And what is important to note is that the National Minimum Wage Bill, when you calculate it, excludes any payments made to enable employees to, for transport, equipment, food, accommodation, tips, gifts, any gratitudes that are paid to employees in addition, that is excluded when you're calculating the wage of 20 rand per hour.
All right, then as we conclude the interview, Tertius, I mean, what are some of the things that perhaps we're missing on this that you are clued up on that we should be aware of?
I think one thing that's important to note is that even irrespective of what contract you have entered into with your employees or employees have entered into with employers, the National Minimum Wage Bill will supersede any contract of employment, any collective agreement, anything that is less favorable to an employee.
That being said, Tertius, once again, thank you so very much for joining us in this conversation. We look forward once again to have your wisdom with us whenever we have such issues. Looking forward to having a conversation with you again.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you so much. Tertius Wessel, Labour Expert at Strategy Labour Solutions.